We are on Daf Ayin Zayin Amid Beis. About 7 lines from the bottom of the Amid, Uba Mekdoshim Tikover. We had in the Mishnah 2 halachas. The first halacha was Hamavakeres Shehipilo Shilyo Yashlichena Leklovin. If there was a behemoth that was a Mavakeres, and the navel was a Petarechem, is Yashlichena Leklovin. And we had learned last night, the reason is because it's Reif Tzdodim that the navel does not have Kedushas Bechayra. Number one, maybe it's an Akeviv. Nafilu it's a Zocha, maybe it is a Nidme. That it look, does not look like it's an Eiz Bas Rochel. And by Bechayra there's such a Halachim that it has to, that the Vlad has to look like the Ein. So therefore, since we have Reiv Tzdodim, that the Nafil does not have Kedushas Bechayra, so is Mutar Bahano. Uba Mekdoshim, Tikover. But what is, if this is a Behemish al Hegdish, let's say it was a Shlomim, and the Shlomim was Mapel and Nafil, then the Halacha is Tikover. Let us just finish the Mishnah. Ben Kaibrin Oisa beProshas Drochim, Ben Taylan Oisa beIlon Mibnei Dalkei Amori. Let us just see the Rashi and the Mishnah, Uba Mekdoshim, Kegoin, Behemash, Shlomim, Shipilo, Shulya, Tikova, Tikivin, the Ein, Shulya, Beloi Vlad. So, Memela, I have to assume there was a Vlad there also. His Kitcha. So, the Vlad is Kodesh. Here I don't have a Roiv. The Bein Zocho, Uba Nekeva, the Nofik, Mi Behemash, Hegdish, Kodesh. That here, the cave is also Kodesh, if it's a Vlad Kodeshim. So I have here, Reif Tzdodim, that the Behemah is Kodesh, so Memela, so therefore there's a Chiyav Kvure. Then the Mishnah said, one should not be Mekabar Beproshas Drochim, Mokim Shadrochim, Misparshim Lishnayim, this is a crossroads, Viderach HaMenachshim Lekoiv Roshom, Shleitapil Oit. That means the purpose of being Mekavar, the Shilya, in a Proshas Drochim, there was some sort of a Segula, that if you're Mekavar, the Nafel, in a Proshas Drochim, that is a Segula, that the aim will not be Mapoloi. Dachi, Amayri, Nechush, Uchsiv, Leisase, Kemaseya. So let us now see the Gemara. But Mekdoshim Tikover, my time, Rube Bar Mekdoshu. Here, by Vlad Kodeshim, there's Reif Tzdodim that the Vlad is Kodesh. So Memela, that is why there's a Chiyav Kvura. What does Rashi say? Rube Bar Mekdoshu, Bein Zocho Ubein Nekeve, Chutz Minidme. That means a Reif Tzdodim or that it is, that it is Kodesh. So, well, that's why it is a Chiyav Kvura. Let us see Taisvis. Rube Bar Mikdoshu. So Taisvis says, what shat Rube? Mishum Deike Nidme Deloi Kodesh. That means there is a possibility that it is not Kodesh. Could be the Nafel, it was a Nidme. So that's why he says Reif. Kamarube v'loy kula. That means there is an Efsharus that it is not Kodesh, but Reif Tzodim is that it is Kodesh. V'im toima, so Taisvis es sakashe, v'bevlat kochim hakeu Kodesh. By avlat kochim, whatever the vlat is, it's Kodesh. K'demuchach betmura besoif perik yesh bekolbonis, the koma. The Gemara says there, Aval Kloyim. Kloyim means that it was, one mean was Bo al Minacher, and Ez was Bo al Arochu. טומטם ואנדרוגנס, יעטה מויצי אלו בבלודי סקוטשם. אבל בבלודי סקוטשם זה קודש. אלמה קלויים הנוילד מבאים הקדוש הקודש. So the Gemara says, but kloyim by blood is kodshim, the blood is kodish. V'koshkein nidme, nidme is you have that both parents were the same mean, but the blood is a nidme, doesn't look like the parent. K'demuchach b'merubeh, so if kloyim is kodish, savadigim is nidme is also kodish, to come out, hashtag kloyim marbalei, nidme miboy, so al kaponim sotoyse is akashe, so on the lashon of the Gemara, why does the Gemara say, rube b'amigdashu, roiv is kodesh, it's not roiv kodesh, whatever the blood is kodesh, why does the Gemara say lashon roiv? V'yesh loimah, sotoyse answers, the sugya d'hosam, keman d'oma, v'lodei skotshim, b'mei imon en kodeshim. Seems as a machlokes when it becomes kodesh. So that sugya that says whatever it is, kloim tumtum androgynous holds that we may imoy and kedushin. So there's a concept of uber yerech imoy. So it gets a kedushin. So therefore, if it may mean on its kodesh, I do not look at whatever matzav the vlad is because the kedushin acquires be may imoy before it is a vlad. So the mele, so it's irrelevant what it was when it was born. That here at first, our sugi is going according to the manda yoma, that it first acquires the kedusha when it gets born. So when it gets born, it has to be roi lakhove. So a nidmetake will not be kodesh. Kloim will also not be kodesh. Why is a nafel kodesh if it's bav yosen and kadoshim? So when the nafel was born, so why is it kodesh? Aina mishum di yafinam mi becher de kodesh bebchere. We learn out from becher that a nafel is kodesh bebchere, kidashinam bekrisus medachsiv shager. Shager is a nafel, so we learn out that a nafel also has kadoshus becher. Inami. It's another teretz that a filu leman de oma bimei imon hen kedoshim. Could be a sugi is going bimei imon hen kedoshim. Bakatoche rube. So if you are bimei imon hen kedoshim, so just like kloim is kodesh, so anidim is also kodesh. If the uber is ademus yoine, then it is not kodesh. Ve'ein koivrin oisa. We had further in the Mishnah that this nafel, even though there's a skula to if one is Mekaber, a nafel of a behemah shehippel, the precious drachim, the behemah will not be mapel anymore. Ve'en koivrin oisei mishum darkei o amayri. Abaye v'rove ta'omri talvayu, kol dovol sheyesh bei refue, ein bei mishum darkei o amayri, ein bei refue, yesh bei mishum darkei o amayri. Rektige Morre, wo Hassanje, Elon, Shemesha, Peiroiso, and Elon, that the Peiris are falling off, Soikroi, Bisikro, so one paints a red shure around the Elon, Vitoyanoi, Bavonim, another eight, one could put Avonim on the tree. So these are two eights, that to ensure that the Elon should stop being Meshel, the Peiris, that the Peiris should stop falling. So the Gemara says, Bishloime toyanoi ba'avonim, if you put avonim, you put weights of avonim on top of the tree, as pihechi de nikrish chelei, So this is a tibiestike trufe. That means it seems the tree is very rich. And because of this, the peiris that grow from this tree fall off. So mamela, there's an etzer of weighing down the tree by avonim, which will be makrish the strength of the tree. Ela soikrei besikra amai. So the pashtus, the lashon of the Gemara is that if there is a chesaron of darkei or amayri, so why is one permitted to paint the tree besikra? That's lachayre darkei amayri. So the Gemara answers, no, not the soikrei besikra is a oifen how to bring about that the tree should stop being Meisha Peirosov, which is similar to Darkei Amayri. No, the purpose of Soikhei Besikhei is ganz different. Ki heiche de lechziyua inshi, that people who pass by should see this red paint on the tree. And this gives a message. This is giving a message that the tree never has Meisha Peirosov. The Levi Rachme Ilave, and there'll be Moira Rachme Shemaim, there'll be Mishtatev Bitzaron Shoy Yisrael. That means Nebuch the Malabos is a tree that's Meshe Peroysov. So when they'll pass by, they'll be Mispalo. And we see such a Anhoge, Kidisanya, by a Metzair, it says, V'tomei, Tomei Yikro. So Chazal Darshan, Nabaraisa, Tzorech Leidia Lerabim, that the purpose of the Metzaira calling out that he's a Tomei is Faker Tateshi B'Meira Rachme Shemayim on him. The Rabbi Mevakshim Olav Rachme. So Memele, the Sikre is not a schooler to be Merape the tree. The Sikre is a Oifen to be Meira the Rabbi to be Mispalo. The Chaim. Mishaira by Dovo, if a person ever has a Torah, Torah Lady Larabim, the Rabbim Mevakshim Olav Rachmim, this is Phyllis Arabim, which is a Gemara Kekoya. Omar Ravine, Keman Tolina and Kufso Bediklo, there's such a minig, if you have a deckle that the deckle is Meshia Peroysov, so this is another Oifen. How to be Medir L'Rabim, the problem, is so you hang up a cluster of dates on this deckle, Keman Ki Haitana. Now, there are two ways how to understand this Gemara. I'd like to mention Ariyaz in Seif Perik Bamei Isha Mesechta Shabbos. And according to the Riyaz, we will understand our Gemara beautifully. When we come to Rashi, we're going to have problems. This is the Loshon of the Riyaz in Soif Perik B'Meisha. He says as follows, Kol Dovo Shuhu Mishum Refuah, you do anything L'Tzayrech Refuah, Ein Boi Mishum Darkei HaMoiri, so there's no problem of Darkei HaMoiri, U'mipnei Zeh, Mutter Lilchosh Alamaka. That means there's such a concept to say Alachash. The Gemara Ulachoshim Rabim Huskeru Betalmud. The Gemara got in Seif HaMeisha brings many Lachoshim that people say words which seemingly do not make any sense. And they say these Lachoshim. Al Chaloim Yeduim. It seems that there was certain segulas. The Chassam Sofer writes over here, those who said these lachoshim perhaps understood the mechanics, how they work. We don't understand the logic, how this works. But the Riyaz says, v'chol moke, sheyodu chachomim, shehanezek bo, that there's a nezek over here, there's a chayli over here. Vatayele sha'omru hibrure, and it works. How it works, akasha famaisa, but it works. They knew Chazal knew these lachoshim, you say these lachoshim, it works. Ein bazem mishim daki emori. This is not called daki emori, this is refuis. Just like there are refuis which we understand the mechanics, how the refuah works, there are certain refuis which we don't understand, but Chazal knew that they work. So memeila ko sheyesh bei mishim daki refuah, Ein boy mishum daki amayri. V'chol eilu sha'osru chachomim mishum daki amayri. So we see there are certain anhoges that Chazal did asa mishum daki amayri. Ein behem mishum refu. We're not speaking about such a case that it's a refu, that there's a certain machle and they did certain anhoges. Ela nechoshim shiragilim b'manochim lasois behem simintoy. That means it's wustamazoy. You said a certain lachash, you did a certain pula, this will be a good simin. Veish, you'll hang a horseshoe on top of the door. This means you'll have a good simin. Oishale lasois simin ra. This was daki amoyri. That means this was a pisazah. It's a good omen, it's a good luck charm, whatever it is. This is also. But if you have a machle, and Chazal knew that it's a refuah brure, ein bei mishum darkei amel. Shilyas behema amapel. So now he brings down our gemara, the mekaber, your mekaber, a shilya in proshes drochim, and that helped. That the behemah was in Mapple. So now we have to understand, so what's wrong with that? What's wrong with to be Mekaber Ashuya? Afal pi shel refuas ha behemah oisim came. So what's wrong with that? Lo yitiru dovo shehu mishim refua elo berfuas gufay shel odom v'loi berfuas mom. So now, something else, by refuas mom, they weren't matter. We have to understand. Be'etzim, it's not meikar adin. It's not darkei amayri. I mean, he just gave guidelines that it's a refuah brure, so it's not darkei amayri. So what's the chilik? Meister adam in a behem oyim. Well, al kaponim, it seems vinisht vi. It looks very, the whole thing is a psalmod nezach. I mean, you say something which is not understandable and so memela, by refuah sa'odom, they were meiko. Meikar din it's mutter. The tzarech refuah sa'odom, they were mutter. Refuah smamin, they weren't mutter. They weren't matter. That is the shitas ha'riyaz. So memela, so according to the riyaz, our gemara is beautiful. So, vein koivri noisa. Abaye, so now let's see again how the argument. Abaye v'rov adom itavai kol dovi sheyesh bei refuah. It means refuah's adom, ain't by mishim darkei amayri. Ain't by refuah's adom, yes by mishim darkei amayri. And that is why we're going on the Mishnah. That is why you're not allowed to be mekaber ashulye v'proshes drochen, because that's not refuah's adom. Frag the Gemara v'osanye Ilan Shemeshe Peroisha Psoichoi Besikra. You're allowed to go and paint a red band around the trunk of the tree. So that's Refuah's Mammon already. And you just said Refuah's Mammon is also. So the Gemara answered, no, the Psoichoi Besikra is not a Refuah. The Psoichoi Besikra is that Rabbim should be Moira Rachmiman, that you're learning long pshat. So the Gemara is gewaltig. So according to the Riyaz, the whole flow of the Gemara is very good. Now let us see Rashi. Ko yesh boi mishum refue, kegoin mashke, oi sam, oi lachash, sheloichesh al hamake, vyeloichesh al hamake, samemele, that's mutter. Ein bei mishum refue. What's the title? Ein bei mishum refue. Kigoin sheoisin sheloi ala choyli. Kigoin kvura shilye beproses drochim chiyotze ben shedoymin lenichush. So the Chasam Sofer learns pshat in Rashi, that Rashi learned a different mahalach. Rashi learned the mahalach is yes be mishum refuah is if this refuah is done b'mokei machoili b'mokei mamake. So memela, so then everyone sees that this is a maisa of refuah. So memela, then it's muta lachash. It doesn't matter if we understand it, we don't understand it. It's a skula lemaisa. It is muta. Ein bei mishum refuah. Rashi says kagoyin shoyisin shaloy ala choyli, not near the choyli. I'm going to base to proshes drachim and being mekaver ashilya. The behemah mapelus is not over here. The behemah mapelus is in the stall, and from a mele, no one sees, no one connects this peula to the refuah. That's why it is off. Then it's also. So the Gemara is Sakash, Soikre Besikre. What's the problem with Soikre Besikre? If the guidelines are, if it's Allah Make, so then it's good, and he sees Misham Refuah. If it's Dak Kvulishuya, Shaloy Allah Chayli. So the Chassam Sofer asks this Kasha. But Davoni, I don't understand the Teretz, so Koponim, we mention the Kasha. The Deikre Shchele, so the Gemara says, Bishloime, if you're Toinoi Babonim, that's very good. Shemei Roiv Shumnoi Humei Shiron. Yeah. So the Gemara says, but what's Eikre Besikre? So the Gemara answers, Bachzuye Inshin, Inshi, Simenu Shemei Shepei Roisov. Vitome Tome Yikro, Tsoyikva Imer Tome Tomeyu. Kufsa Eshkol Tmorim, Visimenu, Shemeshe Peroiso, Yaitana Lavakish Olov Rabim Rachmi. Hodron Aloch Behima Makash. Look the next Mishnah. Oisoi Vesbenoi. So the Mishnah, Oisai, Vespenoi, Noyeg, Bein Baoretz, Bein Bechutzeloretz, the Isa, Teshecht, the second one, either it's either Benoi or Oisai, Teshecht, the aim and the child the same day, this Isa is Noyeg, Bein Baoretz, Bein Bechutzeloretz, Bifnei Abayis, Bizman Abayis, Bishaloi Bifnei Abayis, Shloi Bizman Abayis, Bechulen, and it's noyik saiba chulin and saiba mikdoshim. Now the Mishnah elaborates with a multitude of cases. Ketzah. Ashoichet oisai ve'es benoi chulin. A person shechted oisai es benoi chulin, it's chulin, bachutz. Bachutz means chutz from the base of mikdosh. So the loch is as follows. Shneim ksheirim. Both of side the oisai and side the benoi are kosher to eat. Vasheni, but the one who shechted the second one, soifek es aboim, so he will get his loike aboim, because there's over the love of loisishchetu. That is if chulin, both of them were chulin, they were nishchetu bachutz. Kochim, bachutz, what is if both of them were kochim, were both geshochten machutz. Harishain, so the first one that was geshochten, chayiv koritz. It's chayiv koritz. That's shchutechutz. Ushneyem psulim. Both of them are posel. I mean, you're not allowed to eat both of them. You shecht kochim machutz, so there's no heter of achilas kochim. There was a shchita machutz. So we're not allowed to eat both of them. Ushneyem soifkin esha aboy. And both of them will get malkis. Now let us see Rashi so far. Oisai ve'es benoi, mishum deboy lemeima b'chulen u'b'mektoshim. He wants to tell us a multitude of cases that there's a chiyuv. חולן המקדושים, ויצריך למלך מקרוי, כדי אופינם בגמור, דגמור ברינגס פסוקים דלת נויג בחולן המקדושים, תוננמי באורץ ובחוץ לורץ, already he says already באורץ ובחוץ לורץ, לא יצריך, really, באורץ ובחוץ לורץ, there's no necessity whatsoever to say this thing, לא יצריך, זה חייבס הגופי, this is a חייבס הגוף, it's not a חייבס, that's תלויה באורץ, וחייבס הגוף נהגס, בין באורץ ובין בחוץ לורץ, בפני הבייס, בזמן הבייס. פרק בסרה מפורש המיין הקטינו, ליסטין בזמן הבייס, שלא בזמן הבייס. שניים קשרים. So here it says, if both of them were חולן, שניים קשרים, משום דבוי למסני סייפה, שניים פסולן. That means that both of them were קודשים, so both are apostles. So that's why here it says, שניים קשרים. Here it's like a poshim. Vahasheni soifeg, mishum lav, da oisai, ve esbenoi. Now, shneim chulim bachutz. So the second, vahima that he shech, so the sheichet will get malkis. Veloishna shochat esa aim tchila. It's relevant if he shecht at first the aim. Veloishna shochat esa ben tchila. Veloishna shochtinu chad gavre. One person shechted both animals. That the shechet of the second animal gets malchus. Yalav bigmore the chayiv. Now, if it was b'mekdoshim, shneim b'chutz, harishin chayiv kores, vishum shchutei chutz, so it's chayiv kores al shchutei chutz, aval hasheni potam min hakores, even though it's also shchutei chutz, both were mekdoshim, the kiven, the nishchata imoy, since the aim was geshochten, shuv einoy roi haben lishochet befnim. So today, the ben is not roi lishochet. The posel mishum mechusel zman. Just like koidem shmeine yomim, it is a psul of mechusel zman. So if the aim was geshochten today, there's also a psul of mechusel zman. Today, it's not the zman to shecht it. So therefore, the ein echayev mishum shchut echutz. The only chiyev of shchut echutz was only said, elim kein roi lefnim. If you could shecht it befnim, then there's a chiyev of shchut echutz. And you shechted it bechutz, dechsiv al pesach ayol moed loy heviyoy. So we dash from this. Oy le pesach el mayit. Hayom in al bachutz vi loy loy. Ushneyem soifke. Now by mukdoshim, both were geshocht in bachutz. So you get malkis for both pains. Harishayim mishum lav de shchutei chutz. Tachsiv behalo. It says if a person is mala, is makter bachutz. Yishom alo cho pentale. Bizvachim yafine behekish shaykhit me mala. It says sham tala visham tase. Ma mala loy onish alim kain hizir. Is an as ore an makte bachutz kotshin. Ab shaykhit loy onish alim kain hizir. So we have over here, if shneyem mukdoshim, the first one gets kores, both of them are osa bachile, and both of them will get malkis. The rishin al shchites bachutz, and the second one al toisiv es benoi. Chulen bifnim. Let's get back to the Mishnah. What if both of the animals were bifnim and they were chulen? Is psulim. We'll see Rashi brings down that if a person shechts chulen bazoretz also bachila. So chula bifnin, shneim psulim. So both of them are possible. Vahasheni, soifik al shchitas chulim bazorim. Vahasheni, soifik es arboim. And the second one will get malkis. Kotshim bifnin. But if both of the behemoths were kotshim and it was bifnin, harishin kosher, the Rishon was, there's no problem in the Shrite. Upata, there's no Issa for the Shrite. Vasheni, Seifeg Esa Aboyim, Upasal. ושני יסויפי גסבוים ופוסל. חולן וקוצ'ים בחוץ. What if one was חולן and one was קוצ'ים and it was בחוץ? הרישיין קושר. So the rishain is kosher, chulen b'chutz, so there's no problem. U'potter, there's no iser. Vashayne, and the second one, is soifik esa aboyim, it's mechusel zman. So memele, so first of all, shayne soifik esa aboyim, al tzayisim es benoy. U'posel, and it's posel al mechusel zman, and vashayne, no, this is posel, poshet, it's kochen b'chutz. Kotchim Bachutz, there's no chorus because it's Mechusa's mom, but it's there's no chorus, there's no love al Shchutechutz, but he's loike al Oisei Vespenoi, and it's possible because it's Kotchim Bachutz. There was no proper Shchite. Kotchim Vechulin Bachutz. What is, if it was Bachutz, the first one was Kotchim, and the second one was Chul. Harishen Chayiv Koris, and the first animal Yechayiv Koris, Al Shchutechutz, Uposel, and the Shchit is not Mata the Behim Uposel, Vashayni Kosher. The second one is Chulan Bachutz, so it's Kosher. Ushneim soifkim es arboim, and both of them get malkes. And the first behema of kotchim bachutz will get malkes al shchita bachutz. The second one will get malkes al soisib es benoi. Chulin vekotchim bifnim. What if he shechted chulin vekotchim bifnim? Shneim psulim. So both of them are osa bachile. The first one is osa bachile al that's also bachila. The second one is also bachila als mechusas man, because it's isabes benai. Vashayni soifik es aboyim, and you'll get malkis, the one who shechted the second one also isabes benai. Kotchim vechulin bifnim, but if he shechted two behemis, the first one was kotchim, and the blood was chulin, is arisha in kosher, upata, the fakelted sits, that was kotchim bifnim, barsheni, soifik esa aboyim, sheni soifik esa aboyim, because it's oisib es penai, uposo, al chulin, shenishu tu bazor. Chulin, bachutz, ubifnim. What if the oisib es penai, one, the first one is shechted bachutz. Second one is shechted bifnim. Harishain kosher. So the one is shechted bachutz is kosher because it's chulin shenishketu bachutz, so it's kosher. Upotah is part of hamalkis because they didn't do anything wrong. Pashaini, soifek esai boim. The second one you'll get malkis. Apostle. This is because the second one is chulam bifnim, so it's chulam shenish gubazar, so it's possible. Kotchim bachutz bifnim. But if it was kotchim, the first one was bachutz and the second was bifnim. Harishin chayiv koris or shchutechutz. Ushneim soifkim es arboim. The first one out. Kedush al shchut echutz, and the second one al toisib es penai. Ushneim psulim, and both are possible. The reason is possible because it was both are possible because it's a possible shchite, because the one bifnim is a mechusas man. Chulen bifnim ubachutz. What if the first one is shechted bifnim, the second one is shechted bachutz? Harishain Apostle, Atchulon Shanishto Bazare, Upotter from Malkis, because there's nothing, there's no love that he was either. Vashaini, Seifeges Aboim, and for the second one, he'll get Malkis al Taisibes Benai. The Kosher, and it's Kosher. קודשים בפנים ובחוץ. But if he shechted oisev es noi קודשים, the first one was בפנים, second was בחוץ, הראשון קושר ופוטר, it was קודשים בפנים, והשני סויפג אס ארבויים, because it's oisev es noi, ופוסל, because it's קודשים בחוץ. Let us see Rashi. Chulen bifnim, shneim psulim, the both of them were chulen, shneim psulim, mishim chulen shenishchetu bazoret, yafinu lehu bekedushim beperke ish makadish, that it says, berichak mokem atazeveyach vo'oichu, yatazeveyach vo'oichu bekirov mokem, that means you can't shecht chulen, בקירב מוקים, יעת זוויח בויכו. והשני סויפק משום איסיבס בנוי. אבו משום חולן שנשחתו בעזורי, עזורי דילו היא כי יחד ממכו וזווחתו, זאת עליו בו מכלל עשי, ריחיק מוקים עת זוויח, ולוי בקירב מוקים, זאת אין זאת עליו בו מכלל עשי, זה לא מוקים. קודשם בפנים, השני סויפק משום איסיבס בנוי, הוא פוסל משום מחוס הזמן. את פוסל, חולן בקודשים בחוץ. דווקא נוקד הראשון חולן בשני קודשים, ואין כל השניים במשנה דווקא נוקד חולן לסדר. השני סויפק משום איסיבס בנוי, קודשים בחוץ, בתחילה ואחר כך חולן בחוץ, is בצד הקודשים is פוסל, השני קושי בחילה, והייתי תונה פוסל, תונה קושי. ושניים סויפקים, ראשים משום שחות איכות, שני משום איסיבס בנוי, חולים וקושים בפנים, שניים פסולים. ראשיים, the first one is פוסל, החילה משום חול, שני שחות בעזורת, שני משום מחוס הזמן. השני סויפק משום איסיבס בנוי. חולים בחוץ ובפנים, הראשיים בחוץ, השני בפנים, קודשים בחוץ ובפנים, הראשים בקורס משום שחותי חוץ, שניים סולם ראשים שנשחת בחוץ, השני משום מחוס הזמן, שניים סויפקים ראשים משום שחותי חוץ, שני משום איסיבס בנוי, קודשים בפנים ובחוץ, השני סויפקים משום איסיבס בנוי, משום שחותי חוץ לא אלוקי, דמחוס הזמן הוא, ואיני מסקבל בפנים, and that clara she told us, the whole issa of shchut echutz was only said if it's roi bifnim. Let us see the top toisvis. Oisoi ve'ez benoi noyeg bein ba'oretz bein b'chutzal oretz. So toisvis says, Aydi de boi le misni b'chutz, it says a multitude of alochis, noyeg ba'oretz, chutzal oretz, b'chutzal oretz, b'chutzal oretz, So they says, I the boy le misni b'chulen b'mekdosh b'nei abayis, shaloi b'nei abayis, shehem le tzoyrach, there this chedushim over there, k'toni nami b'oretz b'chutz l'oretz. Rava gav dava shaloi le tzoyrach, that this is not necessary at all to say. The chayves ha-gufi, this is a chayves ha-guf, that he, that the din ha-him is not to shech to isi b'es p'noi, so what's the difference eretz yisol l'chutz l'oretz? Aba kiven de ike duchti dahave le tzoyrach, that means we're going to have the next Mishnah is going to speak about different halachas which are noyeg ba'oretz b'chutz l'oretz b'chulim b'mekdoshim k'goyim b'reishis ha-geis dochem rinim b'shiluach ha-kam the ba'oretz b'chutz l'oretz b'kulu sh'loi l'tzoyrech it's not necessary to tell us levad m'reishis ha-geis reishis ha-geis is a chiddush that I would think maybe this is a mitzvah noyeg ba'oretz after geis that goes in Eretz Yisrael So the Lord and Chutz Lord, I need for Reishis Hageis. And Mele, by all the other mitzvahs, they have some Baoretz and Chutz Lord, even though there is no Chiddush whatsoever. Bifnei Abayis, Shaloi Bifnei Abayis. Now, how would it say it's Noi Bizman Abayis, Shaloi Bizman Abayis? Bekul Ava Shaloi Letzarech, Levad Me Yoisi Bez Bnoi Deitzarech. Ava Mina Kibin De Beinyin Kodshim Ksi, we'll see. That Oisiv as Benoi was said in the Parsha of Kodshim, by Linig of Azmandika Kodshim, some of Mele, that is why this halacha was said bifnei abayish, shaloi bifnei abayish. Let us see the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, minayin lo'isoi ve'es benoi, shenoyeg b'mekdosh. How do we know that oisei ve'es benoi noyeg b'mekdosh? Talmud lo'imel, shoyer oi kesev oi eis ki yivolei. And it says, Shiva Shemaim Tachasim of Yemeshmine, Yerotel Lekoven Ishel Hashem. So this pasuk is speaking about Akroves Korbonis. Uchsiv Basrei, and the next pasuk, Vishoer Oiser, Oisei Vespenoi Leisishchetu B'yoyim Echot, Limeid Al Oisei Vespenoi Shenoi B'mekdosh. I says, the Gemara asked Akashe, how do we know that Oisei Ves Benoi is Noyeg B'mekdoshim? So the Gemara says, because right after the first pasuk is speaking about Mekdoshim, when you're permitted to be Makriv Avlat after 8 days, and right after it says, Oisei Ves Benoi Leisishchetu B'yoyim Echot, so Memele, Shair Oisei Oisei Ves Benoi Leisishchetu B'yoyim Echot, So therefore I know that it's noyeg by kodshim, because it says in the parasha of kodshim. Frag the Gemara, ve'eimo b'mekdoshin ein b'chulun noyeg. If it says in the parasha of mekdosh, maybe it's only noyeg by mekdoshin, because it says in that parasha. So the Gemara says, sheir hipsik einim. The first pasuk said, sheir ekesa ve'eis. And now the second pasuk also talking about Sher Eiser. So why do you have to mention Nochamu Sher? Say Eiser Ves Benoi. If we're talking about if this is a continuation of the first pasuk and the new halacha by Korbonis, so why do you have to mention Vesher? So since it says Sher, so this is coming to tell us that this is, we're not, this is a hefsik from what we learned till now. This is a new halacha. Sher hefsik in you. So that's why you can't say it's only speaking about Mekdosh. In fact, the Gemara, now that you say it's Hipsik in Yin, so now let's say the other way around. Ve'eime b'chulun eime Mekdoshim loif. We see the Torah was Mafsik, that the second Pasuk is no Shaykhus with the first Pasuk. It's not a continuation of the first Pasuk. So, Memela, so maybe it's only Noig b'chulun. So Mo says, Bog Moisif Alinyin Rish. It says Vishoyer Oiser. So Memele, so since it had a say Shoyer, that shows it's not only speaking about Kotchim. If it's only speaking about Kotchim, it would say Oiser Yes Benoi Leisishchetu. It's a Shoyer to show it's not only speaking about Kotchim. But now, now that it says Shoyer, so it says Avov, so Avov Meisav Nirishim, that it's telling us that so now I know it's noyeg by chulin, it's noyeg by kodshim. Let us see Rashi. Yerotza lekol ben ishe, v'somach lo yoyse v'es b'nai. Sheir hipsik inyin. It's not a continuation. Di akamoikoi, if it's going on the first posik, nishtag minay. Why does it say about a sheir? V'nichtay v'oyse v'es b'nai. No, v'sheir v'sa'ayri leh. We're talking about a sheir v'sa. So I would think, so that's why it says, so I would think the Mekdoshim loy da'afs, okay? So that's why the Gemara, that's why it says, above, vav maisif alin yerish. Let us see the second Tosfos. Minayin lo'isoi ves benoi, shenoyi b'mekdosh. How do we know it's noyi b'mekdosh? Bin toima, like Tosfos. Amai salke daitach blei airik chobe mekdoshim. Ostomiksi, why do you have to, how do you know it's noyeg by mekdoshim? So Mo says, because it's written by mekdoshim. Oh, it's written maybe only mekdoshim. No, says she. But the kasha is shver. How do you know it's noyeg by mekdoshim? Why not? It says alav, oisei ves benoi. So mehechi teisi, so the answer should be, mehechi teisi, not. You have a problem, it's written by Mekdoshim, that's a problem. But to answer this kasha, the teretz of this kasha is, poshut, it doesn't say anything, so it's a neutral halacha, it's in the name of the chula, name of the Mekdoshim. ואין לו אימא דאיצטרך שאין צורך לפסח. ואין לו אלא אויסוי שנשחת בוי ביום, אוביב אוי בנוי. וסל כדאיתך דאוסי אסד דפסח, ודוחי לב דאויסי באס בנוי. לא חייצטרך תלוי דוחי. So פסח נור זה גמורה speaking about, מה צטע בזוי? צנויג בי קודשם. The Gemara is speaking about such a shayla. The Gemara is speaking about such a shayla. That a person needed a Korban Pesach. He only had, someone else shechted Oisai. Fine. And today he needs a Korban Pesach. All he has is B'nai. He has B'nai. Needs a Korban Pesach. Some are Meila. So a Lachayri, you come and ask a Rav the shayla. So the Rav will tell him, listen to mitzvah say to shech the korban pesach. There's a lav to shech the b'nai. You have a klal, esa deichel eisase. So memele, you're allowed to shech it. So if you're allowed to shech it, so fine. So the Gemara says, but how do you know you're not allowed to shech it? That's what the Gemara is groping for a posik, that even though by kotshim, that you have a mitzvah to shech, how do you know that you're not allowed to shech it? That the mitzvah's essay is not doiche. That's not the Gemara's kasha. That means not the Gemara's asking, say, how do you know the lav is noig by kotshim? Gemara means to ask in a specific case by kotshim where there's a mitzvah's essay. That I would say that the essay is doiched the loisase, and therefore it is not noyig by kochim because the essay is doiched the loisase. How do you know that it's not doiched? So now Tais is saying a new pshat in the Gemara. So Tais says no, that's not pshat in the Gemara. But let's go further in Tais. Why not? Loch itzach loidochi. Dechi I gavna amrinu lekamon. This is not such a mechudish tikip pshat. The Gemara later speaks about an endul gezach bishiluach hakam. Gabi ledvar mitzvah minayim. The Gemara says, how do you know there's a mitzvah of shiluach? There's a mitzvah of shiluach akan, shalach to shalach asayim. So the Gemara says, how do you know if he needs a noy for himself? He needs to bring a noy from a korban. How do you know there's a mitzvah shiluach? Maybe the mitzvah of him to bring a korban will be doiche the shalach to shalach. The Gemara speaks about such a thing. So Mamela, that's Pshat Na Gemara. Meiradik, so the Gemara says, that's Pshat Na Gemara. But our Gemara says that how do you know that by Kochim, when he needs it, Afal Pikein, there's not Toiched the Lav. So Taisvi says, no, that you will never have a Mina. The Bemechusel Zman, Ike Lav Vesei, Ube Lav Kro, Now let us understand what Taisvis is saying. Taisvis is saying a very difficult Taisvis. Let's first explain the Taisvis. Taisvis is saying like this. Taisvis says, you need a Korban Pesach. Fine. Now, Vitoi doesn't have a Korban. Oh, he has Benoit. So he comes to the Rav, and then they know. Listen, I'm allowed to shecht it. Esed Eicheloisas. So the Rav says, no. There's another problem here. What's the problem? That we learned in the Mishnah that al tadin of oisei ves benoi, they're not allowed to shecht it. It's called a mechusas man. Now there's an essay that you're not allowed to be makriv a mechusas man. So the Rav will tell him, so you can't be doiche because ein essay doiche loisase ve'essay. So without a new posik, I would know there's no din chiyah. So my Tosfos is back to the kasha. So on this Tosfos, the Minchas Chinuch asks a meiridike kasha. He says he doesn't understand Tosfos. He says like this, that is true. If there's a lav to shecht this vlad today, so it's called a mechusas man. That means it's not roi lishchay tayoyim. It's called mechusas man. But if you say Esed Doichel Oisase, so Memele Als the Lav and Oisei Ves Benoi, there's no Lav because Esed Doichel Oisase. So it's not a Mechusas Man.
the whole mechusas man is because of the love as oisei ves benoi. In the minute is no iser of oisei ves benoi, there's no love of mechusas man. So what is tois ves saying in eser, goichel oisase ve eser? So min chesunik blives by a tzorchim. So min chesunik and tzimereis tzad gimel, so if I salaf, he blives by a tzorchim, he doesn't understand what tois ves says. Now on the side, we have here another kashe, ayin heitib tois ves vochel lamed gimel lamed beis, Taisis lamad gimel lamad beis as a merdiki yisod, that ain esse doichel oisase ve esse, stamazay an esse. But if the esse is an esse sheyesh by koris, that means it's a chomadik esse, that's a pesach is an esse sheyesh by koris, it's doichel oisase ve esse also. That's what Taisis says in Zvachim. So my mail is weiter schwer, this teres. Abo bekitzer, Taisis somehow says over here, I would know without any posik, I would know that it's noyig b'mekdoshim. So why, what's the moral says, how do you know it's noyig b'mekdoshim? V'nira de mikore kosholei mishim de shoyer hifzik inyin. Well, no about the shoyer hifzik inyin. The mashme, the lemute mekdoshim. It seems it's not going by mekdoshim. The lack of lemay mishim leitay b'mekdoshim davke, for lahafzik. The Gemara said, you can't say the Sheir is coming to tell us that it's not only by Mekdoshim. Why did the Torah write it Binyin the Kodshim and wrote a Sheir Shehipsekeni? Let the Torah write this in another place. There's no Sheikhas with Kodshim. And I'll know automatically that it's knowing by everything. Since the Torah wrote it Binyane Kodshim and the Torah wrote a Sheir there, so that's coming to tell us that it's not knowing by kodshim. So the Gemara knew from this shayr. So lafiyeh, so memeila, then the Gemara says, no, since it's been yonei kodshim by stois, it's speaking by kodshim. So the Gemara says, so maybe only kodshim. The Gemara says, no, vav meisim. Lafiyeh maskonet zorch loimud lushim drosh enichtav sham. So he gufa kasha, why do you need Aishayr and above, and then he'll write it someplace else, and they'll know what's noig bechul and bekotch. So he said there was a reason. I don't know what the reason was. Shum drosh. Im time epek zroyam the dorish mikro, then matones noi hagim b'mekdosh. That by hegdish, there's no din of zroyam lechayim bekeiv. Shoye bedin sheyinago. I would think they are noig mikal b'chayma. That's why there's a posik that says they're not noig. Poich big more krolomali, why do you need a posik? Imishum kalbochayme, the ikalamifra, you don't have a kalbochayme. So they say the problem, mikomokim, beloi kalbochayme. Ilav the miyat krobe mikdoshim, have a mikwina krobe chomile. So they say it's a problem here also. He says, there's a miyot that matonis are not noyig by mikdoshim. And the one says, I would think it is now you got Kalbuchayma. And the one says, no, you don't have a Kalbuchayma. But I says, what if it comes to Kalbuchayma? Push it. I would think it's Noyig because it has Tam. Shloime Mishum Dekro de Matonis Linya Chulinksi. Since the Posik is speaking by Chulinksa, I would think that the Posik, that the Matonis is only Noyig by Chul. So that's why you have to bring a Kalbuchayma to tell me who I didn't coach. And therefore the Gemara says, but there's no Kavochemis, and a male I would never know Kochim. So the Kashi, so why do you need a meal that it's not noyig by Kochim?